The Russia investigation was on President Trump's mind this morning, as it has been since Friday, when court filings were released for the first time connecting Trump to a federal crime. According to the filings, Trump legal fixer Michael Cohen told prosecutors that Trump directed him to make those illegal payments right before the 2016 election to buy the silence of two women who allegedly had affairs with Trump. The president has been denying those transactions, but on Twitter this morning, he blasted away, writing, "So now the Dems go to a simple private transaction, wrongly calling it a campaign contribution." Trump is also unexpectedly scrambling to find his next chief of staff, and there's another government shutdown deadline. Let's set the table for the week with NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robin.
So the president has also been tweeting that he's totally cleared after these court filings, that those payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal that he once denied even knowing about were private and not illegal. Additionally, those court filings showed that Russians reached out to Michael Cohen in 2015 offering political synergy. What do we have here?
Well, we have a legal cloud over the president that just isn't going away and actually is getting bigger. Now, it's hard to separate all this, but there really are two tracks. And the thing that the president usually talks about, which is the Russia part of the investigation, where he keeps on saying, "I've been exonerated, totally cleared, no collusion," that's one track. What he doesn't talk about as much until this morning on Twitter was the second part, where Michael Cohen told prosecutors that he was ordered by the president to make these illegal payments, in other words, to violate campaign finance laws. And in that tweet that you mentioned, when he says the Dems go to a simple private transaction, it's not the Dems. It's his own appointed New York attorney who has made these charges.
Yeah. Well,
it's not the special counsel.
Right. But it is.
It's the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York.
Right. But it is some Democratic lawmakers who now say that those payments could be an impeachable offense. Here's New York Democrat and incoming chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, on CNN yesterday.
They would be impeachable offenses. Whether they are important enough to justify an impeachment is a different question, but certainly they'd be impeachable offenses because even though they were committed before the president became president, they were committed in the service of fraudulently obtaining the office.
And but other Democrats are voicing concern that impeachment or, you know, these trial proceedings could backfire. So what's your sense of this as we go in the next Congress?
I think that Jerry Nadler kind of summed up the internal debate inside the Democratic Party in Congress. Some Democrats want to impeach the president. Most Democrats do not, at least now. Impeachment is a political process, but it's also a political decision. And if the other thing to remember is impeachment is not removal. And even if the Democratic House could impeach the president, it's highly unlikely, actually impossible, that you'd find enough Republicans in the Senate who would convict and remove the president. So number one, it might not work. Number two, it could backfire. Remember when Bill Clinton was impeached in the House, he was not convicted in the Senate, and his popularity rose. It's possible that there could be a real backlash if this is done on just a partisan basis. And right now, it's hard to imagine that there could be a bipartisan call for impeachment based on what we know now.
Yeah. Well, of course, there is a chance that the president, who is president now, could be indicted after he leaves office. Right now, the Justice Department says a sitting president can't be indicted, so this could go on for years. But I want to ask more about the Michael Cohen Trump tower talks with Russia. He had lied about how long the Trump Organization was in touch with Russians. It went long into the campaign, those talks. But on NBC yesterday, the Kentucky Senator Rand Paul defended the president. Let's listen.
I see no problem with someone running for president trying to build a hotel somewhere. Now, if you were asking and saying, "I will give you something in exchange for letting us build a hotel," that would be wrong. But I haven't heard any evidence of that. Just trying to build a hotel somewhere, I can't imagine how that would be criminal.
Well, Mara, and he says no evidence, no direct proof of any quid pro quo, but people are drawing some, connecting some dots anyway about President Trump vilifying Obama in 2014 for not doing more about Russia seizing Crimea, and then softening that tone toward Russia in 2016 when we now know his company was in talks for a tower.
Right. And whether any of that is criminal or illegal is We're waiting for Bob Mueller to explain that to us. But the president went from denying categorically over and over again that he had no dealings in any way, shape, or form with Russia to saying, sure, during the campaign, I was negotiating to build a hotel in Moscow. I thought I wasn't going to win the White House. There's nothing wrong with that. So he has changed his story on that. And I think that this is something that's still unfolding. Whether the Russia part of the investigation will come up with a specific crime that the president committed, that remains to be seen.
Mara Liasson, NPR national political correspondent, thank you.
Thank you.